This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with French President Emmanuel Macron yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that they discussed their shared concerns over the evolving situation in West Asia and the need for a return to dialogue and diplomacy. He said that the two countries will continue to engage closely and coordinate efforts towards the early restoration of peace and stability in the region. PM Modi inaugurated the 11th edition of Raisana Dialogue in New Delhi yesterday. Delivering the keynote address, President of Finland, Dr. Alexander Stubb, yesterday said that the Global South will decide the next world order and India will play a deciding factor in it. On shaping the new world order, Dr. Stubbs highlighted that India has been applying values-based realism for thousands of years. He said this is evident in how India works as a constructive member of the United Nations. Dr. Stubb said India should have a permanent seat in the UN Security Council. He added that India has been under no illusions and has based its foreign policy on a pragmatic worldview. PM Modi and Finland President Alexander Stubb have reiterated their commitment to the rules-based international order and multilateral cooperation with the UN at its core. The India-Finland joint statement following the state visit of President of Finland to India said that both the leaders affirmed the deep and enduring friendship between India and Finland, built on a foundation of mutual respect and the values of democracy and rule of law, as well as commitment to global peace, security and international law. The leaders agreed to elevate the India-Finland relations to a strategic partnership in digitalization and sustainability based on converging interests and mutual benefits. They underlined the importance of redoubling efforts to reach the Sustainable Development Goals and the importance of global cooperation against the challenges of climate change and loss of biodiversity. Welcoming the landmark free trade agreement between India and the European Union concluded in the India-EU summit on 27 January, both leaders acknowledged the immense and mutually beneficial opportunities for both parties of increased trade and investments, including for the India-Finland bilateral relationship. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has said that a total of 281 flights scheduled to be operated yesterday by Indian domestic carriers have been cancelled and it is closely monitoring the evolving situation in West Asia. In a social media post, the ministry informed that a dedicated passenger assistance control room, PACR, is functioning round the clock to provide real-time support to the passengers. It added that a total of 1,461 grievances have been addressed during this period through the Air Seva portal, social media platforms and dedicated helpline calls, in coordination with airlines and other concerned stakeholders. Passengers requiring assistance can contact the helpline numbers 011-2460-4283 and 011-2463-2987. The Embassy of India in Doha will remain open on Friday and Saturday for providing consular services, in particular renewal of passports on Tatkal basis. In a notice, the embassy informed that a 24/7 helpline has been made available for any assistance in view of the current situation. The helpline numbers are +974-556-47502 and +974-536-2508. Queries can also be sent through email at cons.doha@mea.gov.in. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India stormed into the final, defeating England by 7 runs in the second semi-final at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 254, England scored 246 for 7 in stipulated 20 overs. Earlier put into bat, India piled up mammoth 253 for 7 in 20 overs. Sanju Samson was adjudged player of the match. India will face New Zealand in the finals on Sunday at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. In All England Open Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen has stormed into the men's singles quarterfinals in Birmingham. And that is the end of this news bulletin.